Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to spend these next few minutes with me as we continue on in a message I began this week, and as I threatened, we're going to have to continue next week because I'm just getting into it, and the topic or the subject or the title is, Do You Know Who You Are? And I would suggest to you, yes, you could say, well, I'm a born-again Christian, I believe in Jesus. Wonderful, but God has so much for us, and I don't know about you, but I declare that I am nowhere near where I feel God wants me, nowhere near the fulfillment, the anointing, the relationship with Jesus that He wants me to have. Aren't you hungry, beloved? Aren't you hungry for more? Don't you want to see some real change in your life? Well, you know, in order to see real change, and yes, sometimes there are physical, literal circumstances, events, things that need to be changed in your life, but in many cases, it starts with us changing. I'm not saying He's not going to change the outward thing, but we, regardless of what it is, we have to be willing to conform our inner man, the inner man of our heart, our spirit saved, but man, our emotions, our will, our decisions, the things that we think about, meditate upon, that's what needs to be brought into surrender on the altar of God and to conform our lives to the Word of God. God isn't just some heavy-handed taskmaster who sits up in heaven ready to bop you on the head if you've done something wrong. He's given us His Word, the spiritual principles that are contained in them, so that we can prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Do you see what's the real determining factor about being in health and prospering as our soul prospers? Now, please, if you're in a time of sickness right now, we cannot generalize that. God knows exactly what He's doing, and God does want to heal His people. That was already provided in the atonement. But just because you're sick or you're going through a very, very difficult time, some of you in your marriages, some in your work situation, He's in control. And one of the best things we can do is just take our hands off our burdens and commit our cares unto the Lord. Whatever it is that, in fact, let's just take a moment. Father, in Jesus' name, You see the things that either are obviously wildly distracting right now in Your beloved's life, or those that are just those nitpickers, those little flies, mosquitoes that keep pounding away at their peace and security, things that annoy, things that upset. Father, we just commit all the cares, all the burdens to You because You care for us. And Father, I pray that the peace that passes all understanding will be administered to them right now. Father, the very anointing of God in the name of Jesus to go into their physical bodies, into their spirit man, into their mind, that every bit of confusion or distress or anything the enemy wants to do, I break it off of them right now. And I pray for the anointing of God, which will destroy every yoke in the mighty, matchless name above all name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. Beloved, God wants you to rejoice in Him. He wants you to be fulfilled and successful and happy in Him. He wants you to experience the joy of the Lord. He wants you to be peaceful in heart, in mind, and in spirit. Beloved, this is what we can have. This is what we can be in Christ. This is what the devil wants us to be. He wants us to be worriers. He wants us to be disappointed about everything that's happened in our lives, everything that is going on now in our lives. He wants you to see yourself as a failure, as bankrupt. And that's not just financially, bankrupt in terms of resources, spiritual resources, bankrupt in vision, bankrupt in hope, bankrupt in faith. Those are all lies, beloved. He's given to every man the measure of faith. He's given us. He who began a good work in you. I was just very grateful I don't have to have a mountain-moving faith. He wants me to have it, but He is the author and finisher of our faith. So as we take little baby steps of faith, we will be encouraged and we see that God is faithful. Then we can have the faith to move mountains. And surely He has moved mountains in all of our lives if we stop and meditate upon what He's done. But He doesn't want us lonely. He doesn't want you desperate, beloved. He doesn't want you defeated. Romans 8, 16 and 17 states, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." That's a very familiar passage. How many times have you heard it in sermons or read it in the Word of God? But I want you to notice something in another verse found in Matthew 7:11. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children," and who wouldn't know how to do, who wouldn't want to do that? "How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask of Him?" Notice what the word says, good things. And when you believe God's word, and when you begin to find out who you are in Christ, you will begin to see things happen, good things like you've never seen before. You know, on yesterday's broadcast, I was sharing about, the fact that we need to take authority over the work of the enemy. I find that many times, even to this day, weird things start happening with the computer, with the printer. I mean, it does something that it should not do. And I'm kind of figuring, what did I do? Did I press something? I'm not a highly technical person, all right? I use the basics just so I can function in ministry. And then all of a sudden, I'll say, "Devil, get your hands off of this printer. Stop it in Jesus' name." And you know what? Then it starts working. So, beloved, I just want to draw attention to the fact there might be inconveniences. There might be hindrances. You have to have real discernment, because sometimes God gives delays or what appears to be a hindrance for His purposes. He wants to slow you down because there's something He wants you to see or something He wants you to do. Maybe to reach out to a person, ministers, just stop, give a smile, whatever it is. So you really need, and Father, right now I pray that you will increase our discernment in the Spirit, that we would know that which is of you, we would know that which is of the enemy, we would know and discern that which is of flesh, of human reasoning, our own or that of others. Father, let us be guided by the Word. The Word of God tells us, Lord, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Father, we claim the mind of Christ. Father, if we will have that mind, the body of Christ, we will be in unity. We won't be in discord. We will understand deep things. In the name of Jesus, Father, I praise you and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. I just thought of something funny. There are those who spend a great deal of effort and time in research, I mean, all kinds of effort theologically, trying to discern, the signs of the times. Not that we're not to do that, but, the rapture, is it pre-trib? Is it mid-trib? Is it post-trib? And once I discovered there's all kinds of variations all the way between, it's like, my goodness sakes. And you know, Jesus said, only the Father knows, the angels in heaven. However, the point is, I remember a dear sister in the Lord, a wonderful minister of God, when asked, what was her position on the rapture? And you know what? I'm going to have to answer the same way. She said, my position, whatever preacher I listen to last. She had a wonderful sense of humor. And the fact is, there are convincing scriptures all the way around. We know by the signs of the times, the end is drawing near. There's no question of that. But God will let us know when we need to know. And so, scriptures can be extremely convincing. Well, I can tell you when it is, actually. At the last trump, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the clouds. Now, the question is, when is that last trump? I'll let you ponder that. Anyway, beloved, God wants to give us good things. And when you believe God's word, you will begin to find out who you are in Christ. You'll begin to see things happen, good things. God's word tells us that as children of God, we are called to inherit a blessing. Let me read that in 1 Peter, the third chapter, verses 8 through 12. Finally, and this is a good way to end the broadcast. Be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful or kind-hearted. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are there unto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him, listen to this, refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil, do good, let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, his ears are open unto their prayers, unto their cries, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Well, beloved, I will just have to continue next week. It's been a joy to minister to you, and I give all the glory to Jesus for the work that he's doing in your life. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and I will continue to pray for you, my UCM family, my radio family. I pray for you, whether or not you've written. Praise God. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my earnest and fervent prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.